Do you get lost in all of the information overload? Join me, Steve Lilly, with The Voice in the Wilderness for history, news, education, and biblical insights as we contend for fundamental Christianity and American freedom. This is News to Me.
I choose Christianity every single time. I'll be honest, I didn't know there was such a thing as a cultural Christian. Richard Dawkins, the atheist who wrote The God Delusion, stated in an interview on Easter Sunday that he calls himself a cultural Christian. This means he likes the benefits that are afforded to him in a country that has historically followed the tenets of the Christian faith without becoming a Christian. Calling the beliefs of the virgin birth, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, the biblical account of creation, and the miracles of Jesus as nonsense, Dawkins enjoys living in a country, England, that affords him the freedom to believe like he does. I'm not a believer, but there's a distinction between believing Christian and being a cultural Christian. And so I love hymns and Christmas carols, and I sort of feel at home in the Christian ethos. If I had to choose between Christianity and Islam, I'd choose Christianity every single time. I mean, it seems to be functionally decent religion in a way that I think Islam is not. Dawkins is referring to specifically the treatment of women in Islamic culture and believes that Christianity is more compatible with the British values than Islam. In 2022, a survey of 3,000 UK adults found that only 6% identify as practicing Christians and 42% as non-practicing Christians. Just a reminder that the term Christian is used loosely here. Islam is on the rise in the UK, going from about 2.7 million in 2011 to 3.9 million in 2021. There is a lot to digest here. Visiting churches here in the United States, there's a lot of people who attend or are members that are cultural Christians. Church has become a social club to them. Three to thrive is no longer the mantra of those who attend, but I'll show up when it's convenient for me is a new calling. Many are playing church, and I place them in the same category as Richard Dawkins, a cultural Christian, people who want to enjoy the benefits of believing in Jesus as their personal Savior, but don't want to go through the process of being more like Christ. And that is news to me. A Father's Day gift. Easy Eddie was a father who wanted better for his son. Working for a notorious criminal, follow Eddie as he raises his son to be the man he is not. His son, Butch, becomes a war hero, learning from the errors of his father. This pulpit pamphleteer will encourage the men in your life to become the father God intended them to be. So, just how high can you count? 31.5 trillion. Ask a 5-year-old, and the 5-year-old will say something, I can count to 100. A 12-year-old would say, infinity. Sometimes numbers can be overwhelming, and such is the case when it comes to debt. $31.5 trillion is currently what the American government owes its creditors. But it's not just our government that owes the money. According to Credit Karma, the average credit card debt is nearly $7,000. Breaking it down, those in Gen X, those born between the years of 1965 and 1980, owes the most money on their credit cards at over $8,000. With Gen Z, those born between 1997 and 2012, owing the least, a little over $2,700. Growing up, my dad used to quote the Bible verse, "Neither borrower nor a lender be." I can hear him saying it now. So, what could be some of the causes for so much debt? Medical bills? Inflation, unexpected expenses, and the list could go on and on. Living within our means has become more and more difficult, with the cost of items greatly increasing over the past several years. Cost of living expense has not been factored in by businesses when giving raises to their employees. More and more we are seeing the wage gap increase. But does this mean that we should be downhearted? A resounding no. God is still on the throne and he's the controller of it all. When you get down and depressed when it comes to finances, remember that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Oh, and as that old preacher said, the taters in them hills as well. The psalmist said it best when he wrote that he has never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And that is news to me. Another great resource from The Voice. Standing upon swollen, split, and bleeding feet, Dudley Gardner daily fed physical and spiritual food to the hungry of Kolkata, India. Torturous scars, inflicted by enemy captors, were hidden by a beard worn to conceal the visible pain that he bore minute by minute. Read the life of the angel with the bushy beard, Major Dudley Gardner. Missions Minute. The box to Columbia has been received, and the people will soon be receiving the scriptures sent. Please pray for safety as Brother Gilberto and others travel up and down the rivers, taking God's word to those who live in the jungle regions of Colombia and Venezuela. Please also be in prayer as they soon will be having a special day honoring the work that Sister Sophie did in the jungles many years ago. A personal note. A completion of something is a great accomplishment. I recall when high school and college were completed and even a master's program. This past week, we had some completions in our house. Amy Joy completed the first grade. Congratulations, little bit. Abby Noel completed a 1,000-word essay and sent it off to be critiqued in a contest. That reminds me of what the Apostle Paul wrote about himself completing a good race. May we all be found faithful and complete the race that the Lord has laid out for us. And this has been news to me. 70 years, the voice in the wilderness. Contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. Find more articles, sermons, and other resources at www.thevoiceinthewilderness.org. This is Steve Lilly, and that has been News to Me.